Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. And yes, you can probably hear it in my voice as I'm talking here on Thursday, June 17th. Yesterday absolutely sucked. And for those of you who suffered through it with me, thank you. I appreciate it. I hate that we lost money on 11 and 18 day. Just absolutely awful. I hate baseball. I thought baseball and I had really came to a conclusion that we were going to synergize and become as one. We had been doing very, very well this week until the brakes fall off on Wednesday. We went 9-15 in baseball. It was just unbelievable. I absolutely hate the number 16. I don't like June 16th now. I don't even know if I like Wednesdays. Do you guys like Wednesdays? Wasn't yesterday just crazy? It was craziness in baseball. It was craziness in the NBA. We found out that Chris Paul has COVID. Even with NBA strict COVID procedures and protocols, he came down with COVID. They don't know when he's coming back. We've got Kyrie Leonard out now for the season with an ACL injury. Coach is getting fired. No one basically getting hired, though. I mean, just craziness. So let's hope today settles down and goes back to semi-normal betting. Betting we can count on. Betting that we make money on. Just easy breezy day. So let's start off today. I just brought up NBA basketball. Let's go ahead and let's talk NBA basketball. Let's get into tonight at 8:30. We've got Brooklyn visiting Milwaukee. Brooklyn leads the series 3-2. And I know everybody is thinking this is going to a seventh game. They're all over the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody is betting it. That's all I've heard this morning. Guys, I'm not doing it. I know that a lot of you like to fade me on the NBA and hockey. Well, I'm going to tell you, tonight is the night that if you don't want to bet my way, fade me. Please. Maybe I'll win. That's the thing. If you don't like who I'm taking, why I'm taking them, then, guys, bet the other way or don't bet at all. Make sure that you're following your bankroll management. But I'm taking Brooklyn tonight. And a lot of people, you know, we've got Kyrie Irving out with an ankle injury. They're not sure when he's coming back or if he is coming back. We've got James Harden looking doubtful for tonight. They're not 100% sure. So we've got KD. Now, a lot of people are saying KD, he's better than LeBron. Well, if he is, he's got to step up tonight. I mean, there's nothing else to say. He has to step up tonight. Guys, the Brooklyn Nets have played without two of the three big three how many times this year? I mean, it seemed like the whole second half of the season, at least, you know, one out of the big three were down. And a lot of times it was two out of three. A lot of times it was Kevin Durant and James Harden. So the other players know how to play basketball. They held their own. Now, I liked the Bucks during the season. I really did. I think they play really good defense. I think they gel together. But there's something about this series that I just can't put my fingers on it, that I feel like the Bucks are not going to win it. And I don't know why. So I'm predicting tonight we end it. And I think that's what Steve Nash's call to arms, if you guys want to say that, pregame speech is. Let's end it tonight. Let's get some rest. And, you know, let's go out and play our hardest and get this over. And I think they do it. I'm taking the Brooklyn Nets tonight at +5.5 points. Meaning Milwaukee has to beat them by 6. -110, and then in this game, I think that Brooklyn controls the pace, even though it is at home for Milwaukee. I think Brooklyn controls the pace, and I think we go over 220.5 at -110. Yes, I know everybody's saying it's playoff basketball, and they slow it down, and they play better defense, and all of that. I don't think it happens tonight. I really don't. Now, let's get ready for the hockey pick that you guys aren't going to bet or you're going to fade. Guys, you know where I'm going with this. You have to know where I'm going with this. You didn't listen to me all hockey season in order to not know where I'm going with this. Did you? Tampa Bay is taking on the New York Islanders in New York tonight. Guys, the series I know is tied up. I'm telling you, I don't understand what happened to Tampa Bay in that first game. I don't know what the Islanders did to win that first game. But I told you last game Tampa Bay was coming back. Well, I'm back on them hard again today. I'm going Tampa Bay on the puck line, -1.5. They've got to beat the Islanders by 2. And guys, check out this plus money. It is at +250. And what all of you are saying is, Sam, that means it's not going to hit. When it's that high, they're not going to hit. Okay, well, they're not going to hit it, so take the Islanders. We'll talk tomorrow. I'm being serious, guys. I really think Tampa Bay comes roaring back. I betted this earlier this afternoon, and I also betted the over 5.5 at +122. I checked it right before I went on air, and at some sports books, you can find this as a 5, the over and under 5. I know there are some sports handicappers that are doing under 5 and thinking that this is going to be a 2-1 game or that it's going to be a 3-2 game and they're going to push on it. I just don't know. I see this as a 4-2 game or even a 5-2 game. I think there are some open nets tonight. I really do, and I think Tampa Bay takes advantage of them. So I would jump on that 5 if I was you, and I would play over 5. But like I said, a lot of people are playing the under 5, and I don't know. But I'm thinking about going back and playing the over 5. If you can find the 5, you guys need to make sure that you're betting that, though. Let's go to baseball. We've got 16 picks on 8 games in Major League Baseball tonight. And let's start at 7:07 with the Yankees going to Toronto. Guys, I'm on Toronto all night on this game. I'm taking it on the money line, -105. I just have not been impressed with the Yankees pitching. And now their hitting is so up and down. Somebody's got to take charge and gel this team together. I just don't know what's going on with the Yankees. And I'm going under the 10.5 runs, -104 that I got on this. Like I said, I don't think the Yankees are going to uphold their end of the bargain and score enough runs to make this under or make the over 10.5 runs viable. So I'm playing the under. 7:10 tonight, we've got Chicago Cubs at the Mets. Guys, I'm taking New York Mets on the money line, -120, and then I'm going under 7.5 tonight with the weather and I don't know. I didn't like how the Cubs looked yesterday. I was on them yesterday. And so I really thought that the Cubs were going to take this series. After watching them, not so sure. That's why I'm on the Mets tonight. And let's go to the 7:20 game. Now, a lot of people are really on and watching this game because of the Braves and because of their pitcher, Morton. I heard a lot of talk about him this morning. all of them are talking about his 4-3 record, 4-2 record. Yeah, 4-2 record. And I just feel like his ERA is a little high as far as he's 4.50 ERA. And I know St. Louis can take advantage of that. I guess the question is, will they? I felt like this morning listening to different arguments of people on TV talking about it. Looking at my research, I felt that they should have been talking about St. Louis's starting pitcher, Gant. I've watched him twice now, and he's a pretty good pitcher. Now, the Cards' bats have not been backing him up, but he's been doing his job. He's got an ERA of 3.36, almost a total run less than what Morton's has got. I really think that Morton and the defense do their job tonight, and they hold Atlanta. So I'm betting St. Louis on the money line just for them to get the win. But because both these pitchers pitch really well, the Cards bullpen, I think, is better than the Braves. I'm going under 9.5 runs. They're playing in Atlanta, you guys know that ballpark, not hitting central. So, yeah, I'm playing the under. This makes sense to me. Then we're going to go to the Chicago White Sox at Houston. Guys, you know I've been on the Houston bandwagon. The White Sox, to me, are iffy with a lot of the picking and fighting and rumors and everything going around in the locker room. I just think Houston's more stable. Their pitching has been better. And I think this turns into a hit-a-thon tonight. I'm going with Houston, money line, -124, over 9. Now, the 8:40 game with Cincinnati at San Diego. I had a guy write in the other day, said, break down what you're thinking with the San Diego picks. He said, I don't understand. Okay. Well, San Diego, as far as I'm concerned, is probably the second best team in the Western Division, in the National League with Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, before everybody writes in, including my friend from San Francisco, yes, San Francisco is shocking everybody. They, right now, I have to consider them probably the second best team, if not maybe the first best team, in the National League. They are showing that they came to play this year. I was looking forward to seeing San Diego and LA. Now, I think it's a race for second with San Diego and LA to get to All-Star break. San Diego's pitching has let them down some. However, tonight on the mound, you've got Cincinnati at San Diego. I think that makes a difference. They're home. I'm taking them on the run line. So I am playing the -1.5, which means they've got to beat Cincinnati by 2 or more. And I'm taking them under 8. I know some of you are saying, well, why are you taking them under 8? Well, I think both starting pitchers go at least 4 or 5 innings. You've got San Diego's Musgrave on the mound tonight for them, who is one of their better pitchers. He's got a 2.5 ERA, and I really think that he has mastered this new ball. Now, whether that means that he is sticking stuff to it or not, I don't know. Then you've got Cincinnati's Molly, who has been pitching out of his mind the last probably 6 weeks of the season. He's got a 2.92 ERA. So when you add those two together, you're getting 5.5 runs. And like I said, I think they both go 5 innings. The over under tonight is 8 runs. So the question you've got to factor in there is, will they drill the bullpen or their closers? I don't see Cincinnati drilling, you know, San Diego's bullpen or their closer. And I don't see San Diego taking that big of a lead. So I'm going under 8. That way I can still get the push at minus 118. And like I said, I think San Diego's bats really do, I don't know that they take advantage of Molly, but I do think that they get some hits, get a run or two, and then they hit the Reds' bullpen. And I don't know that the Reds will put in their closer tonight. So, the play tonight for me on San Diego is San Diego run line and then under 8. Write me if you want more statistics on a breakdown, or whether you're wanting more player focused, because that's how I'm kind of looking at that. Yes, I do take some batting averages left versus left-handers and right-handers in advantage. That was his other question. Then the other 8:40 game is Milwaukee at Colorado. I'm doing the opposite on this one. So you need to make sure that you're paying attention as far as Colorado. I am taking Colorado on the reverse run line, plus 1.5, for them to win, or they will lose by 2 or less. So plus 1.5 runs against Milwaukee at minus 110. And then I'm going under the 10.5 runs at minus 118. I know this is a launching pad. I know that Colorado hits very well at their own ballpark. However, the weather's been kind of weird out in Colorado. The wind has been picking up. We've played the under 10.5 runs the last 2 times they've offered it in Colorado and won on it. Colorado has been covering on the over and unders really well, and so that's one of the main reasons why I'm going on the under with this. Let's go the 9:38 game. We've got Detroit at Los Angeles playing the Angels tonight, and I am taking the Angels on the run line, minus 1.5 runs at minus 112, and then we're going over 9 at minus 103. Yes, I really do think that this turns out to be a hit-a-thon. I don't know that the Tigers are on, you know, board with this. I think they only score 2 or 3 tonight, but hopefully that'll be enough to cover this over. And then 10-10, no shock to you guys, I'm taking Tampa Bay at Seattle. Guys, I'm taking Tampa Bay on the run line at minus 1.5 at minus 105. Seattle, whew. Seattle and Arizona. I know a lot of people are making light of these teams. Guys, they are bad, 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 bad. Arizona, I think they're on a 22-game streak of not covering the spread. It's just bad, 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 bad. So, going for Tampa Bay to beat Seattle tonight, and then I think they do under 8.5 runs at minus 103, just because, guys, I don't think Seattle holds up their end of the bargain and can score a lot of runs. You guys have been begging player props. All right, we're going to do 2 player props in the NBA tonight. So let's go. The first one, going to be a little weird, but I jumped all over it when I saw it on FanDuel. Pat Connaughton, he's a guard for Milwaukee. He's one of their starting guards and not talked about a lot. But when I saw that I could do over 6.5 points for minus 127 on him, his average is about 8.2. So we've got some wiggle room a little bit on there. I really think that he covers this tonight. And because I think, like I said, the Nets are wanting this over. I think they D up tonight. But Pat Connaughton is not one that they normally want to shut down. So I think that he can get some points tonight if he takes the opportunities. And then you guys like it when we play a famous one. Fine. Let's go Kevin Durant. Let's take Kevin Durant on rebounds. And let's go under 10.5 for plus money. I got it at plus 102. And I know a lot of you are saying, you're going under? Yes. Because I think he's going to be concentrating on scoring tonight. And I don't know that KD goes after rebounds a lot tonight. I think he's looking to pick off steals and to play get-back defense. So I really think that he's concentrating on other things than rebounds, so I'm going to under on him. So you've got 22 picks tonight to choose from. Guys, as always, you need to make sure that you're watching your bankroll management. Please bet responsibly. Pick and choose these. And like I said, the guy that wrote about the San Diego Padres, let me know if you are wanting different breakdowns. Let me know. You guys can write me at Pro Overtime, Overtime Daily, at Overtime Daily on Twitter. And you can write me, my email is dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. And guys, as always, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on this evening. I will talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.